case you haven't been with us throughout the 3 hours today, what is your excuse? You've not been here for 3 hours? I'm going to need a hall pass from you, mister, or a doctor's note because it's been a very important program. All right, I'm going to let you slide for a moment. Here's the deal. In Georgia, an attorney stepped forward yesterday during testimony, Jackie Pick, and they had subpoenaed the security footage from State Farm Arena. And on the cameras, they found the smoking gun. At about 10:15 at night on Election Day, the Republicans and the media are told, we're going to stop counting for the night. We'll come back later. We're all going to take a break. We're going home, which never happens, by the way, in real elections. So they all left, except for four or five people that remained in a room. And after everybody was gone, they started pulling these giant suitcase-type bags out from under a table that had been skirted. It's like a banquet table you'd see at a reception for a wedding or whatnot. And they start pulling out these giant pieces of luggage, each one estimated to carry about 6,000 ballots. Jackie Pick is an attorney and a volunteer, not working for the Trump campaign or anybody, just a volunteer. And she stood up to explain what was being seen in the video. Now, there's 14 and a half hours of video on the one tape, we're told. She shared 12 and a half minutes with those in attendance watching. And here's part of what she described at the nine-minute mark. Here you go. Bite five.
So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table. Yeah, upper right hand. You see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out.
Yeah, and so that happened. And then she says, listen, here's the most important question of all, because there's nobody there watching. These are Democrat poll workers. They got the woman in charge told everybody to go home. And then they stuck around and they kept counting for 2.5 hours until 1 o'clock in the morning, unsupervised, in blatant violation of Georgia law. Counting how many, I have no idea. I have no idea. But here's bite number six. Go. Bite six.
What are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there, and they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race.
And yet, it mattered not to the Democrats watching. The Democrats said it's been debunked. It's not real. You just watched the videotape. Previously unavailable. Nobody's seen this tape before because it was just subpoenaed. And Jackie Pick just found it and presented it. In fact, she said they hadn't even had a chance to look at the 14 and a half hours on the tape they have in real time. They had to fast forward through and fast forward. And they found these things in a quick scan of the video. But Senator Parent, Democrat, Georgia, not swayed. Bite number 11. Listen to it. It's galling. Bite 11.
Thank you for being with us. We heard from the Secretary of State's office earlier, just a couple hours ago, that they've investigated this repeatedly, that they had a monitor on site the entire time. And frankly, this has been debunked for weeks by our Secretary of State's office.
I doubt he's seen the video.
Then I think the courts will probably be able to handle this once you present your evidence to them. As I'm aware, there have been about 40 lawsuits dismissed already. And according to the law of the state of Georgia, we do not have the power to submit alternate electors. The provision in the law is quite clear at 212-501F.
Is there a question?
Senator.
Is there a question there? Fact of the matter is she's incapable of processing the information. I'll give you the last bite with her. Senator Parent, bite 12. We'll wrap it up in a nice bow. Here you go.
Maybe a question for Senator Parent. I heard you say several times this has been debunked, but I also just heard that this video just appeared last night. So how could it have been debunked?
Well, my response, not being an expert, is that these very allegations came up right away after the election, almost a month ago, and have been repeatedly discussed by the Secretary of State's office, including everything that we're seeing here.
But is this
and there have been explanations for all of it.
Is this not the first time this video has been shown?
I believe that this is the first time this video has been seen.
And it is.
And the news media hasn't seen this video or have not?
They have not.
There you go. They've not seen the video. It's been debunked. It's been debunked. The video doesn't lie. The governor finally stepping up. Brian Kemp finally stepping up and doing the right thing. Saying it's time for a signature audit of all of these ballots. If you can't produce it, you can't certify it. That's a fact. That is a you can't certify garbage. You cannot. Anyhow. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Friday. Good to have you here. Feels like winter, doesn't it? To me, it just feels like winter has already set in. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.